All right, Fast Friday. Had a good week of practice and need to travel well tomorrow and business trip. Go down there and play good football. Need to be smart and tough, play good football, and come home with a big win. So, questions?
Heading into the Dolphins game, a lot of the guys talked about ramping up the practice intensity during that week. After the bye, did you see similar intensity in this practice week?
We've had good intensity. We've had good purposeful work and a lot of solid preparation. So we'll looking forward to going and competing down in Mexico Sunday.
What have you seen from Dexter this year and some increased time with some of DA's injuries?
He's given us some snaps, been called on, and it's part of the process of what we're trying to do in the back end. You know, using everybody that's available and trying to be as effective as possible.
So you guys have ever seen his down. What would you need to see from him between now and game time for him to maybe be able to?
Well, he'll travel, and he ran well enough on the side for it to be a consideration. So still doubtful, which means what it means. You know, the percentages are not great that he's going to play, but there's that possibility that remains. I don't want to make him out and then have him out there.
What progress have you seen Obi make? I know in 2 weeks since his debut, but just from where he was then to now going into the second game.
Yeah, I think he's ready to help us. You know, he's big, strong, fast, and he cares a lot. And, you know, so hopefully we can get him more involved this week and he can play well for us.
Jack, I know it's the next man up all the time, but your secondary is racked this year. How big of a challenge has it been? Have you as a coach ever gone through a situation like this, particularly in the secondary?
Well, I mean, you know, things happen. You just got to plug in and coach up and move on. And, you know, nobody really cares. You know, bottom line, as a team, we've had a good week of prep, and you know, the areas where we've had injuries are probably the two thinnest positions coming into the season. So, you know, linebackers and corners are the two spots that have really been hit the hardest, and those were probably our two thinnest positions. So that's, sometimes it goes that way, but you know, we feel like, you know, we're practicing well, that we're building our confidence, and we'll get a great challenge this weekend to see exactly where we are with, you know, arguably the best quarterback to play, you know, in at least the modern era.